Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your saber calling us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. All right, modern recipes with a traditional twist. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Carolee Blake, who's a teacher at Dianella Secondary College. And we're talking bush tucker. We're talking workshops full of friendships and culture. And also she has with her three students who are, you could say, little entrepreneurs, but chefs in so many ways. And we have Carolee on the line. Carolee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so I'm Noongar from Wilman Country. It's Lake Grace area down in the southwest of Western Australia. My grandma's a Mead, so I've been at the school now for 17 years.
Cool.
So,
local. Yeah. Part of the furniture. Too deadly beautiful.
Yes.
So thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking modern recipes with traditional twists. Before we talk to the deadly students there, Savannah, Robert and Xavier, tell us about how it all got started regarding the traditional twist with modern recipes.
Yeah, so we also run art clubs and other activities here, and this program came out 3 years ago when we were serving breakfast for the kids when they were completing an art mural and a project together. And it was really me and our elder in residence, Leslie, who were like cooking and doing all the work for the kids, and they were just enjoying eating it. And we kind of sat around and yarned and went, hey guys, you want to learn how to cook? And that's how it all really started.
And how long have you been running with the recipes as such?
Yeah, it's run for 3 years.
Good. Fantastic. And so you have three students with you, Savannah, Robert and Xavier. A very good morning. And what year are we talking? What grades?
Year 7.
Yes. Who's that, Savannah? Year 8, Robert?
Year 8. Yeah, so we've got year 7 and year 8.
Okay. Start with you, Savannah, year 7. How are you enjoying it? And you're becoming like a chef, are you?
Yeah, and I like it a lot.
Good. Too deadly. They say cooking up a storm, and that's exactly what you do. And we've got Robert there as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, and you're year 8, are you?
Yeah, I am.
So you guys were just eating the food, and that's all. But now you're cooking the food and eating, which is great.
Yeah, I do.
And also Xavier, you there?
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, good. Fantastic. So, you like food? Do you like preparing food?
Yeah, there's a love for it, cooking for it.
And you're cooking for a lot of people too, aren't you?
Yeah.
And very important people too.
Yeah.
Good. And look, we're all First Nations students, yes?
Yep.
You mob know who your country is, who your mob is?
Yeah, I'm O'Reilly. I'm from Narrogin and Katanning.
Okay, yes. And Robert?
I'm Noongar Yamaji Wangai mob, and my mob's from Geraldton and that.
Yep, beautiful. And Savannah?
And my mob's Wilmers, and I'm from Lake Grace.
All right, too deadly. Well, big shout out to your mob, all of you, and look, fantastic. You are leading the way, and you're representing your mob, and now you're in the at the kitchen table, cooking and cooking for people, which is fantastic. Tell us about the food that the work that you do with the food. Are we frying? Are we in the oven? Or are we cooking it as a stew?
Paint the picture. We're cooking up some dishes. Yes. Yeah, then my favorite dish is the pizza pinwheels.
Oh, that sounds nice. Pizza, yep. And Savannah?
Yeah, it has like native basil and all that there.
Okay, so we're talking bush tucker, yes?
Yeah, bush tucker.
Fantastic. And you add that
all
to the pizza.
All our recipes utilise native bush tucker, whether it's from local or across the whole of Australia.
Good. Fantastic. So they're getting educated with their bush tucker while cooking the bush tucker as well. And then the education is then go across the table when the food is cooked. And as people are eating it, you're giving the education about where the food comes from, yes?
Yeah.
That's deadly. Yeah. You can start a TV show here, you mob. Or write a book.
That would be nice.
Do a movie. All the above. Cooking up a stall.
Yeah.
What grades does Dianella Secondary School, Secondary College?
We have Year 7 to 12.
Yeah, 7 to 12.
Yeah, we're actually the most multicultural school in Western Australia.
Okay, big shout out.
With over 60 different languages.
Yes,
that is
deadly.
So we have such a diverse culture. Our First Nations culture leads the way in nearly most of our clubs and extracurricular activities. So we base everything in Aboriginal culture.
Good.
That's our first culture.
Fantastic. And with the traditional kitchen there, have we only got year sevens and eights at the table, or we have other grades?
Yeah, no, we have years seven right through to year 12.
Good.
Our year 12 who just graduated also did a food production course as well as a cert one in agricultural food productions.
All right, fantastic. Back to you, Savannah. If you were to leave school, were you looking at, only year seven, whole life ahead of you, but have you got a, they say a job or career is doing something that you love and you have someone to pay you to do it.
Yeah.
So if you love cooking, that could be a fantastic pathway, a job or...
Yeah, that's what I want to be. I want to be a chef.
Oh, really. Good. You want to be a chef. Too deadly. Robert, what about you?
Yeah, I would like to be a chef.
Yep. Xavier?
I also do dancing.
Do dancing?
Yeah, for Corroboree for Life.
Oh, good. So cultural, traditional dancing,
and
brother.
And school as well, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Well, best of both worlds, you know, cooking and then dance for the mob, Corroboree, shake a leg, and then drive all the food.
Yeah.
Xavier, what about you?
Yeah, I like cooking, but I'm planning on being an AFL player and trying to get into footy.
AFL footy, yeah, cook up a storm there, fantastic, and play for the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah,
too deadly.
But you don't really get to pick what team you get drafted to. So
yeah,
you
know, well, as long as you're playing,
whatever team I get.
As long as you're playing and you're representing your mob. That'd be deadly. And if you have to go away, because you have to probably, if you get picked for like Sydney Swans, for example, or Brisbane Lions, you may have to travel over there. And while you're travelling over there, you're over there by yourself. You know, you make friends with your team and with your coaches, what have you. But you've got to cook up your own meal. So now you've got the experience how to cook up a meal. You can do that while playing football.
Yep.
That'd be
good
deadly. Hey, so proud of you guys. Thank you for sharing.
Yep, no problem. Anytime.
All the best. Keep smiling. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong. And stay cooking.
Yep.
Coralie, thank you for sharing. And thank you for joining us. And all the best to you guys. Please keep in touch. Have you guys got a web page or any photos or Facebook? Can we see the kids in action?
Yeah, we'll be sending all those details through to you guys.
Oh, beautiful. All right, lovely. Coralie, all the best to you. And you kids, take care. We'll yarn soon, eh?
Yeah.
Too deadly. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Deadly. Beautiful yarn. Coralie Blake, her name is, Dianella Secondary College teacher. And they're talking modern recipes with traditional twists. We're talking bush tucker workshops. Full of Friendships and Culture is the title here. And we just had a deadly yarn to three students, Indigenous students, Year 7 Savannah, and also Year 8 Robert, as well as Year 8 Xavier. And the work that they're doing in that space and loving it and enjoying it. They were just turning up eating. But now they're in the kitchen cooking while eating and then serving the food, which is great. It's fantastic. Too Deadly to Deceive. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yan Up Song, added to the conversation here. National Talk Black daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I got the walking train blues, steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
My dancing days are over, but that's all right. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist.
Getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
It's got four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me and my feet. It's faded.
We can do what Diddy at the traffic lights.
We don't linger.
We don't pause.
We give it a go.
Just because
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
I don't care if I'm late. No hurry up to the pearly gates.
Me and Mr. Zimmer, we're the best of friends. Bosom buddies when the evening ends.
So it's early to bed and early to rise. Just getting round is an old man's prize.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blue, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do. My dancing days are over, but that's all right. Never stay up late at night.
So I don't twist, I don't shout.
Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Steady is the best I can do. Best I can do. the red walking frames.
Yes, my girl. Goes faster than the blue one.
Can't we go now? If we leave now, we'll get there by dawn.
Steady, steady, my girl. We'll get there.
Steady, steady. Slowly, slowly. Oh.
Which way you feel?
Oh, I saw you now. Can't we, Mother, sit down? Oh.
Got the walking frame, blue. Steady, steady is the best I can.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Southeast Mob take first steps to career in surfing. First Nation surfers from the southeast took the first steps to becoming accredited surf coaches at Pumbula Beach, and that's all happening. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Lachlan Clark, Director, Southern Region at the Office of Sports, and on the line we have Lachlan. Good morning, Lachlan. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and I'm calling in from beautiful Narragoo country on the Snow Mountains in New South Wales.
Fantastic, and I was just going to say, my brother, there's no surf up there in the mountains, but... tell us about this fantastic opportunity for First Nation surfers.
Thanks, Trevor. So New South Wales Office of Sport has partnered with Surfing New South Wales and the Bega Local Aboriginal Land Council to provide training for 10 local First Nation surfers from the far south coast, providing them with the skills and knowledge to become accredited surf coaches. So there's a mix of adults and students, and they're completing their foundation surf course.
Good.
And the students undertook the surf coach essentials course. The idea, Trevor, is that you know that the community are able to deliver surfing down there at Pambula.
Look, fantastic! You look at our mob; a very, how you say, and they've got a lot of rhythm, they've got a lot of balance. I would say that they would pick up surfing like fish in water, brother.
Yes, so this comes on the back of a previous Surfing with the Mob funding programs from regional New South Wales, and that's exactly what the community found.
Yes.
And we wanted to work with the partners and the Bega Lout to work out how to make it sustainable, you know, and we've done that by working in New South Wales to train local community members and also to provide a trailer with surfboards and wetsuits so that they can be self-sufficient.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, this could be a career pathway for black surfers, as in black surf coaching?
Absolutely. Also, not only surf coaches, lifeguards or other surf-related roles. So
good.
We're really excited that, you know, the community might see this as a career pathway.
So we're talking boys and girls, men and women?
Yes, boys and girls, men and women.
Yep.
And, you know, we're working closely down there with the Bega Lout community connector, Robbie Townsend, and he's really got the local community excited about getting involved.
Yeah, fantastic. So do we know of any First Nation surfers out there or surf coaches?
Look, I know that there's previously competed in events down into Victoria.
Okay.
So yes, there are some. Off the top of my head, I don't have the names, but
sure.
I know that's been a sort of an inspiration for why we would focus on surfing as a sport. And really, this from the New South Wales Office of Sports perspective, this is really part of our commitment to facilitating access to sport and active recreation for all people in New South Wales.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And look, doors could open up in regard to future black surfers who get on the worldwide circuit of surfing worldwide. It could be a great opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And having the skills down there to get on that pathway and no barriers to participation, you know, and the community can... can go forth as long as they need to in terms of providing these services, the opportunities for local kids and community members.
Look, I know up here in far north Queensland, like Cairns is on mangroves, you know, mudflaps, so no surf up here, and plus we're allergic to crocodiles, brother.
Yes, well, the reef there keeps the waves down, but the far south coast is a bit of a surfing mecca, so
yes,
it's an ideal spot to be undertaking this.
Good, no, fantastic. Look, it's great to hear, and a big shout-out to the potential coaches, surf coaches. Fantastic what Southern Region at the Office of Sport is doing, and congratulations, Lachlan. And please do keep in touch, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about the program.
You take care. All the best to you. Keep smiling, bro.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Lachlan Clark, Director, Southern Region at the Office of Sport. And we're talking about First Nations surfers from Southeast took the first steps to becoming accredited surf coaches at Pembula Beach. Down there in New South Wales, look fantastic in partnership with the New South Wales Office of Sport and Surfing with the Mob. Surfing New South Wales delivered the training to 10 local First Nations surfers, providing them with the skills and knowledge to become accredited surf coaches. A fantastic opportunity. And there it is. And you can add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, new mob. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Mister, you keep on taking, digging down deeper, losing my heart vibration. Oh, I feel my body aching. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Just give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. See, I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Hey, your sister, sister, you just know they can't resist her. All that money ain't it funny how they act. And I won't let you dismiss her. She's our mama, she's our healer. Keep on trying, keep on fighting, take it back. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Just give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Good love, that good, good love. Good love, that good, good love. That good, good love. Good love, that good, good love. Whoa, whoa, all I want is good vibration. Something real to heal our nation. Make up for lost generation. Song lines lost in colonization. I only feel something changing before we kill what's remaining. Take back the ways that are ancient. Break off of our foundation. Taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Just give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Give me that good love. Give me that good love.
Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1800 422 416 98.7 FM. BBM.
I'm rolling in a Benzo. I got Northside hanging out the window. And I know that all of it does offend you. Boo-hoo,
boo-hoo,
boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Cause a king do what a king do. Got a $1 million smile at the window. And I know that all of it does offend you. Boo-hoo,
boo-hoo.
I just turned a prince to a king.
Arguna, Armalting Apila, Narwang, Ipangere, Manga, the vibe, the happiness to your life. We gon' ride, we reunite all through the night. Marga Milkum, Natina, Fandia, Duwal, Yanyal. Gotta duel me in a pool, better bring your game. I'm just tooting for this, I know we is not the same. Ain't no tooting coming, yeah, I'm still alive. You cannot deny, five pyramids, I am the guy.
All I hear is go, go, that's a mouthful. Honey, I think that you're mad, it's not about you. Baby, it's cool, it's my crew. And we back. I'm rolling in a
Benzo.
I got Northside hanging out the window. And I know that all of it does offend you.
Mesopotamia, call it Australia. This is the life. No one is greater. I'm the invader. This is society. Don't be lightning.
Watch it go bang.
Billy Light Leo.
Catch me if you can.
Blah blah. Jaga Zulu to the coronation. Make it spicy. Getting heated. Peter Piper, pick a fight.
All I hear is blah, blah. That's a mouthful. I mean, I think that you're mad. It's not about you. Baby, it's cool. It's my crew. And we back. I'm rolling in a bin.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? All right, too, Daily had a beautiful yarn with Josie Alec, Australian Conservation Foundation, First Nations lead, ACF, who is at the Global Nature Positive Summit 2024 First Nations Statement. I'm now going to talk to a nature campaigner who's a part of the ACF as well, Australian Conservation Foundation. That's Darcy Carruthers. And got Darcy in line. Darcy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm really well. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, it's fantastic to have such an event when we're talking Global Nature Positive Summit, First Nations Statement. This is fantastic. So tell us a bit about yourself, the work you do as a nature campaigner, and a bit about Australian Conservation Foundation, please.
Yes, certainly. So the Australian Conservation Foundation is Australia's national environmental organisation.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around for about six decades, and we work across a whole bunch of issues, including the protection of nature and the protection of our climate. And at the moment, the big one this week is all about nature. All eyes are on Australia this week. Up on Gadigal land in Sydney, the federal government is hosting the Global Nature Positive Summit, and it's all about figuring out how to protect nature and investing in its restoration and its repair.
And it's great to have First Nation people at the table when we're talking about 60,000 years. We are professors in all fields, so it's great to have us at the table, so to speak, and moving forward with this positive summit.
It's essential, yeah. So what ACF is really hoping to see out of this summit is words translate into action.
Okay.
So we know that Australia is a modern-day leader in extinctions and in bulldozing the bush and destroying habitat. And what we really need to see is the Albanese government deliver on its full overhaul of Australia's nature laws, which are currently totally broken, and the Albanese government and Minister Plibersek have admitted that. And one of the really important things that we're calling for as a part of this is deep community engagement and consultation with First Nations community across the continent. And we also need a strong and fully independent environmental protection agency that's going to enforce these new nature laws if and when, and we really hope it's a when, the government delivers on them.
Well, we're talking about they're looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look after this planet first, do we not? You know?
We say that again. Sorry,
I'm saying they're looking for life on planet Mars. We need to look after this planet first, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Why would you look elsewhere?
Thank you.
We've got
everything
we need here. And not only on this planet, but on this continent. Australia is one of 17 mega diverse countries.
Yes.
We account for a disproportionate number of species here, and we have huge levels of endemism, as you know, meaning that so many of our species only occur here, nowhere else. They're irreplaceable. Once they're gone, they're gone, and we've got to protect them now.
And protect them now, that's talking about the so-called government and the border forces protecting bugs or anything that's coming into this this country that can affect or, if not, kill our native plants.
Yeah, that's it. And we know that Oceania is the last region that doesn't have the really deadly strain of the H5N1 bird flu, which could be on its way. So it's about protecting our species and being ready for the arrival of things like that. And it's also about protecting country and rivers and oceans, because the prevailing threat to so many of our species, and we have about 2,500 of them on the threatened species list, is the destruction of their home. And ACF recently chatted to a bunch of experts to come up with a list of 10 plants and animals that are some of the most imperiled in Australia. And we found, for example, one of the bird species, the regent honeyeater, which used to fly all the way up into where you are in so-called Queensland, has had 90% of its preferred woodland habitat knocked down and destroyed since Europeans arrived here.
Which is a threat to the species, isn't it?
Massive threat to the species. There's only around 300 birds left now. They're losing their song culture and they're critically endangered. But the thing is, we know what we need to do. Our threatened species need homes. We need to stop destroying them, first of all. And we need to repair them and restore them. And that's really what nature positive is all about.
And when you look at it, we're all in this together. And when you look at the likes of our First Nation rangers who are working on country, I mean, they're front and centre regarding looking after Mother Nature and the surroundings. It's a team effort, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Trevor, because another one of the species in this extinction roulette, we've called it, report that we've put together is a really cute miniature little wallaby called the top end Nabalek. And it's not doing very well. It's right up in the top end in the Northern Territory.
Yes.
And it's been virtually wiped out by species like pats that were introduced by Europeans. And when I spoke to an expert on mammals, he actually said to me, the most important thing we can do to prevent the top-end Nabalek's extinction and promote its recovery is by investing in and empowering targeted management by Indigenous ranger groups. So they're an essential piece of the puzzle.
Yes, yes. And so when you're talking about extension, of course, we're talking about bird life and animal life, but also talking about the protection, because if not, we're killing the plants and the natural plants of this country, and we can't be doing that because it affects, it's a snowball effect, isn't it?
Exactly. They underpin everything. And we do have a couple of plants on this list as well. One of them, Northern New South Wales, the Coffs Harbour Fontanilla, that particular beautiful rainforest tree now only exists, there's a few individuals left, within the bounds of a Transport for New South Wales project. It's been knocked down to make way for a road.
Oh, wow.
And this is happening all over the country, and plants are just as important as our mammals, birds, our fish, and of course our invertebrate species as well. It's all connected.
Well, we the humans are the, we've caused it, and now we're here trying to protect it. So, yeah, we need to look at it. I mean, we're talking about all different industries, whether we're talking about roads, government building roads, or development, when people are building suburbs and what have you. We're all in this together, and we need to work closely to prevent any extinction that's plant, animal, and all our species.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, there's lots of industries that are causing extinctions and sometimes benefiting from them. One of the fish species on the extinction roulette that we've produced with the help of scientists called the Morgan skate down in Tasmania, and there's only between 40 and 120 adult individuals left in their beautiful, rugged World Heritage home of Macquarie Harbour down there, and they're being pushed to extinction directly by industrial salmon farming happening in their harbour home. So whether it's knocking down trees, polluting waterways, there are so many threats facing our wildlife at the moment. We're in an extinction crisis, and we all need to come together to solve this problem and stop nature being destroyed. And I really hope that this Global Nature Positive Summit is more than a talk fest and provides that opportunity.
Exactly. Now, ACF, Australian Conservation Foundation, they're a government organisation, is that right?
No, we're not government. We're fully donor-funded. So we're totally non-partisan. We aren't affiliated with any political parties at all. We would never tell anyone who to vote for or which political party to be associated with. We're completely independent and, 100% funded by our generous donors.
But Darcy, ACF then becomes a voice, a strong voice, in regarding communicating with government in regard to the so-called extinction of plants and animals and what have you. I mean, you're talking up strong there. So that is weight at the table when we're talking about development and road being built and what have you. That's a strong voice, you would say?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that. And ACF is able to do the work we do through a variety of avenues.
Good.
Probably the most important of those is working with community.
Yes.
We've got community groups all around the country advocating for strong nature reforms and demanding no more extinctions, no new coal and gas projects that are wrecking the climate, and we need to stop bulldozing the bush. So we work with community, but you're right, we also work in the corridors of power in Parliament House in Canberra. And thanks to our donors, we're able to send our staff members there so that they can advocate and they can get those key messages through to the people who make decisions and help them to understand what they need to do and that protecting the environment is the number one priority.
Of course. Now, the Global Nature Positive Summit 2024 is happening now. It's an inaugural summit, isn't it?
It's the first of its kind,
Well, this should be a yearly thing. This should be an annual event.
Yeah, well, let's see. I like your positivity, and I really hope that it delivers on some meaningful action this year. And if it does, wouldn't that be fantastic?
That'd
but
be fantastic,
whatever comes out of the summit, I think it's a really good thing that it's pulling focus on nature. And we're having conversations like the one you and I are having now because this summit's on. So it's nature's front of mind for people this week.
More power to you, Darcy Carruthers. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to your team. Sad you and I are not at the Positive Summit, but we're there in spirits. And thank you for your yarn. And we'll yarn soon.
Maybe next year. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity, Trevor.
Take care, Darcy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adelian Darcy Carruthers, her name is, Australian Conservation Foundation, ACF, nature campaigner she is. Unfortunately, not at the summit, but the fantastic summit's happening in Sydney. Darcy's in Melbourne, but the Global Nature Positive Summit 2024 First Nations Statement is happening in Sydney right as we at the moment as we speak, which is fantastic, and inaugural summit, but it should be an annual event. But there's conversation going on, and it's about protecting country, looking after country, and we're talking about the ants, the animals and the planet's own country as well, and to prevent extinction, because there's a snowball effect if animals or plants are extinct. So we can't have that happen. So very important. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. National Talk Black, your host here, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And like I said, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. But it is your program. Add to the conversation. Have your say. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. It is your program. Yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly.
Who is this doing this? Just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause
my mission, to get my next meal.
I got to grow on barrel boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality. Cruel, I had leaf. Puff your happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder, the Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Fear is irreputable, black is beautiful. My flow is in a genetical aboriginal. Service like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know, hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway. Found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the town. Underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say. Is what I eat, fresh food, for the thought. Music is my recipe. Like these two honey, money attracts a lot of clones. Like original flows, but this is not about the money or the fame. So please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party with the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetic monster plan, I coach and your program. It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I ring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a padded ball. With a method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beat back rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night. I'm black, fuller's time. I arrive, rocking it up and locking it down. I'm bringing it tight, alright. I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the west side doing this thing. And this thing that I bring is gonna bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause booty gunga ways on these rhymes, I sleep tight. Many out there like bed bugs trying to bite. But you be needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite on my style. Champion radio riders, could not really rock, rock my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue. I'm throwing off all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody run. Come, join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
Bobby. will never stop, I don't need to. Perfect the problem, come on, dissolve it. Bring in the soldiers, words clear, wanna see through. We the north, we overlooked and underbooked. But green trees in the seas blue. Underwater, underground, King Jack I speak to. They know who we are. Scared of the name cause we glow in the dark. North from the start, red to the end to the wheels fall off. I'ma go get a rubber nose sweater. Weather's hot in the north, then we know about a hot stepper. Down bad to the top fella. Instagram's from the man cause my verse better dope spitter. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back. I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced. I tell them go away. Man with a cause and I've been here before. When I said that I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall, but like that's no.
The mic now, get strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground, gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway, want that island life, I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest, on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies, these possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, but I act finicky. So I kill them quick with a free flow, I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload. To the bad vibes, tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip. Never a bitch, I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch, dead or alive. Top line, red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, it got you saying.
Step on the border like a Fuji was a white cliff. Kelly Goon, do what they do and hold the vibe next.